This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Which team is the 2025 version of what the Texans kind of felt like last year? The Texans were not alone, but they were the most intriguing team last year that had a bunch of cap space because they actually had a good season in 2023. You know, they made a lot of moves that felt like they were almost finishing touches type of moves on a team that was expecting to make a big leap, and they had a fine season. They won the division. They won a playoff game. D'Amico Ryans has made it very clear that he wants to take this team to new heights. At the very least, get to an AFC title game in the not too distant future. They didn't accomplish that, but those first two or three days of free agency last year were the first day not so much. It was very inactive, but then the second and third day, Aziz Alshire gets signed. D'Amico Autry gets signed. The Danielle Hunter signing was the big one, and then the trade for Joe Mixon. Like that was a really, really fun and exciting 48 hours for this team last season.
Yeah.
You know?
That was like when you're a kid and you find out you're going to Disney World, and you're not just going to Disney World, you're gonna stay at that hotel where the monorail goes right through it.
The Contemporary. Yeah, the Contemporary.
Is that the Contemporary?
That's the Contemporary.
It holds up. Unlike when you go up through the big sphere at Epcot, where you're kind of like, oh, all right, well, this was probably pretty exciting in the 1960s, but like, yeah.
Yes.
That Contemporary is still pretty badass.
It is.
Still feels futuristic.
It does, yeah.
Or at least like an Asian city of some sort,
yes,
where they seem to have cooler stuff than we do.
It's just a cool setup, yeah.
Yeah, that's where last year was. This year, this is what I'm excited about, Sean. I am excited about middle class thrift. I am like a dad that just got a zero turn mower. Like, oh, the commercial version? No, the residential.
No.
But you know, it's a little bit of a splurge, but I'm gonna use it, and I'm gonna have an immaculate lawn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a bag?
I got new Dockers. Hell yeah. Come on, baby. We're going to Chili's tonight. That's what I'm getting excited about.
Is the lawnmower a bagger or a mulcher? Oh, it mulches. No bagging going on. Yeah, it mulches.
Yeah, I'm genuinely excited about that. Same way I get excited about watching birds these days. I'm like, oh, a bluebird, an Easter bluebird.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Ah. Oh, yeah, you know how excited and frightened I was at that one bird at our place in West Palm Beach there. A very feisty bird. What was it? A spackle or a crackle or a mackle?
A grackle.
Grackle, yeah. I knew.
Which there are like hundreds of thousands right here in Houston.
Yeah, but it was like 10 feet away, and it was very coked up. It was clearly it got into...
A grackle is an imposter crow.
Clearly it gotten into somebody's coke. It was very twitchy. All right, so the team this year that is going to be this year's Houston Texans, this year's version of last year's Texans... The Washington Commanders. They don't have the most cap space, but, I mean, the Patriots have that honor. Patriots have $121 million to spend. I cannot wait to see what the Patriots do to mutilate themselves with $121 million in cap space. It's going to be crazy.
Well, they're going after, what's his name? They just got him, the edge rusher. Anyway.
Oh, Trey Hendrickson?
What's that? No.
Joey Bosa.
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay, the Patriots. Okay. Patriots, $121 million in cap space. God, I want to guess this so bad who you're thinking of right now. I'm completely distracted. Chargers have $93 million in cap space. Now, Chargers, actual playoff team. So that is a team that did some things last year. They won more games than the Texans did last year going into the postseason. They were 11-6. They've got $93 million. Cardinals have $78 million in cap space. They were, I think, 8-9 last year. That's an interesting team because I don't get the sense they're fully in on Kyler Murray at this point. Did you find it?
Harold Landry.
Harold Landry. They signed him, yes.
Yeah. They signed Harold Landry.
That's right.
So, like, that's just like kind of like the first little sign that, hey, they're gonna let Vrabel go out and get some
thing.
Of the guys he likes and wants. Yeah.
Yeah, they reunited with him. That was a cheapo deal. 3 years, $43 million with $26 million guaranteed. That's a good deal for the Patriots. Commanders are fourth on the list. This is the team that I'm discussing right now. The Washington Commanders. I think you, Seth, you look at the odds board right now. And again, the odds board is, I get it. It's not a direct roadmap to who's going where, but it certainly is usually a pretty good indicator of which way the wind is blowing on some of these guys. You cannot find a free agent that's out there right now or is going to be out there where the next destination for that free agent, where you get past the top four and the Commanders are not there. Like, the Commanders are in the top four for every single guy, it feels like.
Yeah.
You know?
And they've got ownership that, it's interesting that they've got an ownership that's very, very, I don't want to say advanced, but they're with it in terms of the analytical side of things. They're not afraid to spend money, all of that. And I, last year, before the Commanders established themselves as a good team, I saw people kind of treating the Commanders like they were Dan Snyder still. There's almost like they couldn't separate Dan Snyder from the team name and the logo and everything else like that. I think that they have to look at their situation and think, yeah, look, we're obviously a team that through three quarters of the championship game looked like they belonged, and this was without even really spending a boatload of money. Now I think they're going to spend and spend heavily.
I do too. And I hope it's completely irresponsible. It's always more fun when these teams do things where you're like, ooh, yeesh, don't know about that one. And this is a free agency class, Seth, that is widely thought of to be one that teams are going to end up buying a lot of lemons in this thing because it's not overall a great class. There's certain positions that it's good at, but it's kind of second class. Like, it's good linebackers, it's good interior offensive linemen, because those positions with the franchise tag are kind of broken. I don't want to bore the audience with it, but like interior O-line and linebackers get mixed in with their franchise tag with edge rushers and tackles on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So it's just way too expensive to franchise tag them. So they get thrown into free agency and you're like, wow, this guy was really, really good. He's a free agent.
You know what the other end of the spectrum, though, Sean, is the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs, they franchise tag Trey Smith, their offensive guard. At the same time, Xavier Worthy is in the headlines this weekend. Turns out that sounds like they're not pressing charges against Xavier Worthy. He's claiming kind of what Stephon Diggs is claiming, is that some woman was trying to extort him. But it's more messiness in the offseason for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And they're in a cap situation, as they have been for a few years now, where it's really hard to retain guys that they like. They're probably hoping to try to trade Trey Smith. They traded away one of their best offensive linemen for an offensive line that struggled last year and had a hard time. It's going to be fun. I don't want to read too much into the Super Bowl, but when you take the regular season and the way the Chiefs performed in the regular season, where they were winning
close
but not
games.
The way they used to win, the Chiefs' defense is too good to be an awful team next year.
Yeah.
But I think we might very much see them come back down to earth and be just like a standard competitive NFL team.
Yeah.
You can't look at the Chiefs like, oh no, it's the mighty Chiefs.
Right. Well, and you can't dismiss Patrick Mahomes. They got blown out in the Super Bowl, but they were in the Super Bowl. You know, like you have to be in the Super Bowl to get blown out in the Super Bowl. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on all that. A lot of texts. Hey, Sean and Seth, what do you think about the free agent center from Atlanta, Drew Dalman? He's gonna get a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's viewed as the top center. Now he's steeped in the system that the Texans have been playing. We have no idea. That's a big variable. Like, what exactly is Nick Caley's system?
No, he's not steeped in the system that the Texans are going to be playing.
No, but he was steeped in the system they were playing in last year. We don't know what Caley's going to be doing.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, but you're saying, like, what of the... Just because he's good at zone blocking or anything else like that, it's not... That's not what the Texans are going to necessarily be. Man. I think they are going to be very much more in the mold of the Patriots when the Patriots were when Kaylee was with the Patriots, where you're a game plan, you're a game by game, week by week basis, and you're going to suit, you're going to modify your offense to what your offensive linemen and everybody else does well.
Yeah.
So I think with, I guess maybe I'm way more bullish on the potential of Jarrett Patterson than other people are. You got to remember, as a center, there's only so much you can do when you don't have good guards playing next to you. A lot of your job as a center at times is to feed guys to the guards or to be there in assistance of the guards. And there was not good guard play for the Texans last year. I saw some upside out of Jarrett Patterson, and I've seen upside out of Juice Scruggs too when he plays center. I want to see those guys compete if they have quality guards next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the big if, is what does that offensive line look in terms of the veterans on there?
Pain and penalty.
Not that I would kick Drew Dahlman out the door. I think the Texans are looking at it as, hey, if we can get an upgrade at guard or both guard positions, then we'll see what we have with these centers.
Yeah, I think for what he's going to cost, I think they feel like their solution at center is in the building right now.
Yeah.
Whether it's Jarrett Patterson or Juice Scruggs.
The other thing about center, Sean, is that the free agent centers, it's like Drew Dahlman and then nobody else really.
Yeah.
Other than guys who are either young and unproven or old and banged up, and I think it'll be too much for the Texans to spend right now at a position where I don't feel like you should be spending a lot of money unless you have to.
Yep. Someone texting him, what's the story on John Weeks? Free agent, as far as I know. I don't think the team has re-signed. I mean, he's been here on one-year deal every year. They brought in a guy on a reserve contract.
He's gone through moments where they've kind of cut him, but with an understanding that they're going to bring him back. I could see John Weeks right now very much being a guy that they're saying, well, hey, listen, John, we want to have as much cap space as possible. Don't worry about it. Just we'll circle back after free agency and take care of it. You know,
he's literally been cut before. So, he's been down this road. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
Not that I'm saying that they wouldn't move on from him. There's nothing about his current status that makes me feel like, okay, the relationship has changed unless we hear otherwise.
I agree. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. 713-572-4610. That's the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Circling over to the Astros. Some very, very good news on the injury front for the Houston Astros. We'll get to that in just a minute.